to another episode of Fangirl Report with me, your host, Emma Heron, your very own certified fangirl. Welcome. Okay, hold on. I need to tell y'all something. I don't know where this burst of energy came from, because not even 5 minutes, I was rotting in my bed eating a sandwich, eating a ham sandwich, okay? So where this burst of energy, it's for you guys. This burst of energy is for you, and I don't know what else to say. So welcome back. I hope y'all are enjoying this hot weather. I hope y'all are enjoying Pride. Happy Pride, everybody. I know it's been Pride Month, but it's Pride in Toronto. It is Pride weekend this weekend. So I hope y'all are enjoying the festivities. All my Toronto queers, I hope y'all are enjoying, celebrating, getting drunk, but being safe. Hope y'all are enjoying that. I'm painting all weekend. I have paint classes all weekend. Tomorrow I've got one. So I'm not going to be able to attend the parade. I'm very sad about it. So y'all are going to have lots of fun for me if you're going. And however, after, I am going to go downtown for dinner. We're going to walk Church Street because I think they've got a street festival going on this weekend. We're going to check it out. We're going to check things out. And we're going to celebrate Pride. Okay? Be who you are. In your ride. And you know who's carrying Pride Month once again? Trixie and Katya. Okay? Their podcast is so funny. I could only wish to be as funny as they are. I could only dream. They're hysterical. I saw them 1 year with my mom. They went on tour and we saw them in Toronto. It was one of the best shows I've ever seen. It was so funny. I'm obsessed with them. So Pride, and you guys, I've got a lot of life updates for you. We've got a couple of things to unpack, and there is a very solid reoccurring hyperfixation at the moment. It's a repeat topic. I'm really sorry about it. I don't control over what I'm fangirling about, okay? So there's gonna be some weeks, there's going to be a real quick hyperfixation. Other times, it's going to carry out, okay? I don't have control over it. So, let's get into a few of my life updates first. These life updates mean nothing to most of you who listen to this, but I love doing it anyway, so y'all know what's happening in my life. So, as I said, I've been doing a lot of paint classes, working real hard, and one thing that I've actually gotten into a little bit is voice acting. Guys, okay. I've got about a gazillion hobbies. It's ridiculous. I paint, I do theater, blah, blah, blah. I've now picked up voice acting, and let me tell you a little bit about this. So it is my daily routine to go through all of the Facebook groups that I'm in and then go through like my little cycle of websites to find theater opportunities in the GTA, okay? So everything that I've mentioned about the shows that I'm in this year, I found them on Facebook because I'm in like 10 various audition groups on Facebook for community theater and stuff like that. And so it's my daily routine to go through those because I really love to see what's happening. I like to stay on top of my opportunities and all that good stuff. And I also look on allcasting.com. I don't pay for it because fuck that shit, because it's so dumb. You have to like pay for it to apply for stuff. I don't do that. So what I do is I'll find opportunities on it and then I'll Google search them to find like the actual whoever's hosting the opportunity, and I'll do it that way. But all casting, like, it's overall just like a good central hub to find things that are going on. So I'll use that and I'll use like a call board and stuff like that. Anyways, so that's how I've gotten the opportunities that I'm in right now. And that was my routine in the morning before I clocked in for work. I was doing my look-in, and somehow I stumbled upon Casting Club. Castingcallclub.com. Good Lord. And so I don't know how I stumbled upon this website, and I noticed that, like, there's, okay, so you can filter it by like acting and singing and animation and art and stuff based on what, like, you're looking to work on. But I find that this website is really popular for people looking for voice actors for their individual and like independent little animation projects. And so I'm like, you know what? That kind of sounds a little fun. So I found myself looking through, looking at fun, and I gave it a shot, okay? So I got home that night. I hooked up this microphone, this one right here that I'm holding. I hooked it up to my phone, because the way that they do it is they'll upload a project and then they'll upload characters. And then in each character, it'll be like the audition lines that you record. And so I would record these lines, have fun with like different personalities and stuff like that. And I would just submit them. And I would just submit them. Because why not? And so I've gotten into a few unpaid. They're all unpaid, but it's just fun, okay? And you got to start somewhere. You know what I mean? So I've gotten into a few unpaid projects. None of them are super far in progress, but like, it's just fun to be like a part of these small little things. I think I'm have like 6 small little roles just for people animating their own like passion projects and stuff like that. And I just think that's so cool. And so I'm going to bring it up. It's going to be cringy, but I'm going to bring it up. Hazbin Hotel. Okay. I've talked about it before. It's good. And I don't care what y'all say. So as y'all know, there's a bunch of Broadway actors in it. And Erica Henningsen in Hazbin Hotel is one of the most brilliant voice actors ever. She's just, her inflections and like the choices that she makes with the character are so fun. And so she kind of inspired me a little bit to get into it. And it's just fun. Like, I'm not, like, of course I'm taking it seriously enough, but like, it's just for fun. And so I've had a lot of, like, it's been a blast playing around with it and like figuring out what kind of characters I do well in and getting feedback from people. And it's just been a lot of fun. Okay. So there's actually, I don't know how much I can say, so I won't talk about it too much, but I just got involved into a animation project that's Hazbin Hotel inspired. So it's basically like a story that happens before Hazbin Hotel chronologically. And I'm really excited about it. And there's a bit of singing involved. And I think it's just going to be so fun. So I'm really just like, I'm just a woman of many talents. What can I say? And I figure like the more that I get into and the more that I put myself out there and the more that I kind of expand on my art, then the more likely it is to like become something. You know what I mean? Like, because I do a lot of things. I teach my paint classes. I'm in 2 shows this year for theater. I do my podcast. I'm getting into voice acting now. I do graphic design every once in a while. It's just, I just feel like it's not really over, like sometimes it can be overwhelming, of course, but I feel so fulfilled at the same time that I'm like, that I'm putting my energy, like, because for real, I could come home from work and just rot and not do anything every single day, which don't get me wrong, I do that a lot of days. I will just come home and I'll do nothing, but like you need those days sometimes, right? But I just feel so fulfilled that I'm putting so much energy into doing things that I enjoy, and I'm hoping that like at some point it becomes something. You know what I mean? Whether that's in voice acting or in theater, or if something happens with a podcast and it becomes more of like a media kind of thing. Whatever it is, I feel like I'm just like putting my efforts into the universe. You know what I mean? So yeah, I'm just feeling very inspired lately to try new things and like step out of my comfort zone a little bit. And yeah, so that's my life update number one. I'm getting into voice acting. That sounds so dumb. And especially if you all know me, you're gonna be like, really, girl, that's so lame. Just leave me alone, okay? It's fun, okay? It's fun. So I'm getting into that. My life update number two. Oh, I'm so excited. Okay, so as y'all know, I got into, I told y'all that I got into the Broadway variety show thing that I auditioned for. So I've told that story last week. Or at some point, let me recap for you. I don't know what that was. I'm so sorry. So yeah, I totally told this story. Okay, whatever. Recap. Okay. So I, on Facebook, on one of my Facebook groups, the same production company that's doing the prom later in the fall, they are hosting a fundraiser show to basically raise money for the rehearsal space that they're in and, like, the building that they use to just kind of renovate it and keep it up to date and stuff like that, and for future shows and stuff. And so it's, like, a variety show where it's, like, all your favorite Broadway songs, like, a mashup, basically, and, like, there's trios and duets and group numbers and solos and stuff like that. So I really wanted to get into it because it was for the summertime and I really wanted something theater related to like put my efforts into before the prom starts in September, just because I'm itching to go. Y'all know I'm in like my theater era right now and I'm just itching to get out on the stage. Anyways, so I planned my audition weeks in advance. I prepared my material. I knew right away what I was going to sing. And I purposely chose songs that I was super familiar with already so that I didn't have to rehearse them very much. Because I don't have a lot of like rehearsal time. Because it's hard to belt out a tune when you're living in an apartment building. You know what I mean? So I picked songs I was very comfortable with. It was an in-person audition about 30, 40 minutes away from here. And I was ready for it. Then I got sick. Oh, I got so sick that I was so congested. And I still am a little bit. It's so annoying. I'll be like swallowing my freaking snot. It's disgusting. Regardless, I was in no condition to sing and I was so upset. So I emailed them. I said, listen, I don't want to throw away my shot altogether. Here's an old self-tape that I recorded about 2 months ago of a song I had prepared for tonight. If you would please consider me, I would absolutely love to be a part of it. Now that I'm saying all this, I've 100% told this story before. So I will leave it at that. Then they got back to me and said, hey, we would love to have you part of the cast. And I gladly accepted. And I have been waiting so patiently because when they sent, it was a few weeks ago when they sent that email and they say, and he was like, keep an eye out on your email in the coming weeks because we're going to send you the rehearsal schedule. And we have two of our music directors that are basically like planning the entire show and like assigning numbers to people and assigning the songs for people to sing and whatnot. So we didn't get to choose. It was like they're picking it for us based on our vocal types and stuff like that. And I was so antsy about it. And yesterday I finally got an email about the schedule for it. And oh my god, you guys. I was literally at my desk at work looking through this schedule. You guys are so not ready for this. Y'all are so not ready for this. I am in, I think it's five, I'm in five songs total. It's about 22 people in the cast. So you have to split up like solos and group numbers and stuff between all 22 people. So I'm singing in five songs, okay? Three of them are group numbers. One of them is a trio and one of them is a solo. Okay, I'm living my fantasy right now. And this is going to be my first, like, okay, I've performed solos in, like, my high school vocals class and stuff like that. But in terms of, like, being in a show, I've never had, like, a solo or, like, a lead role in any show. I was always either part of the dance team, like planning the dance, or I was in ensemble, which was a blast and I freaking loved it. But this is going to be my first time getting on a stage for a show and performing a solo number. I literally started crying at my desk at work, listening to the song that they assigned me for my solo. Okay, these people clearly are professionals, and they did a fantastic job picking my solo number. It's perfect. I had never heard it before from a musical that I'm vaguely familiar with, but like, it suits my vocal type so well. They couldn't have done a better job choosing it. And I am so excited. So, why do I forget the name of the song? This is so embarrassing. If This Is Love. I'm almost certain it's called If This Is Love from The Notebook. From The Notebook, the musical. If y'all know, it's so good. I was about to break into song, but I'm like, should I? If this is love, I'm not ready. If this is love, why am I so unsteady? If this is... I'm so off key right now. That's so bad. But guys, I was literally listening to it with my AirPods in at work and I was just crying because I'm just so excited. So there are... We're ending with a Wicked song. period. So that's like everybody. So basically the first song and the last song are with everybody. And then I'm in another group number from Spring Awakening. It has the word purple in it. That's all I remember. And then my trio is Waitress. And who am I, you may be asking? Jenna. What? Who made that decision? Okay, listen, I'm more of a Dawn when it comes to Waitress, 100%. But girl, me being the freaking main lady. So we're doing the negative. Come on, the negative. And I'm Jenna in the negative. I could not be more thrilled. So, guys, I'm so excited. I was literally, girl, I have all the songs I'm in a playlist. I've been repeating them nonstop. I've learned my solo. I almost have it fully memorized, and it's been like 36 hours. I am so excited. So if y'all feel like coming to see me, the shows are August 14th, 15th, and 16th, I think. Don't quote me on that, but I'll let y'all know closer to. So if y'all want to come see me kill it, then y'all can feel free to do so. So that's my second life update. I'm just so excited about it. I just like am re-entering something that I'm so passionate about, and could not be more thrilled about it. Life update number three. I saw Beetlejuice last night. Oh! As you can maybe see by my shirt here, y'all probably noticed, I got it from the show last night. So Beetlejuice is on their national tour right now, and they're in Toronto right now. And I have been waiting for this since 2019, when Beetlejuice the Musical was on Broadway, and I heard speculation that they were going on tour. I've been waiting for this. Y'all, I've talked about this before. If y'all saw my Apple Music replay from 2019, it was all Beetlejuice the Musical. Bitch, I posted a TikTok yesterday. I said I could go up on stage and perform the entire show if they needed me. I could. Hi, what are you doing? You're so nice. Annie's here. So you may be noticing my t-shirt. Guys, it was everything I ever hoped for, okay? It was so hard not to just start singing. Of course, I would never do that, though. That's so disruptive, and I respect everything about musical theater too much to disturb people like that. I just realized the top of my Starbucks has been in there. My dad, we're gonna put it down here instead. It was everything and more, and has it re-sparked my Beetlejuice obsession? Probably. Okay, thank you. The guy, I don't even remember his name, the guy who played Beetlejuice was fantastic. He was so funny, and everybody was so good, and Delia was so good. The girl who played Delia was so good. It was an understudy for Lydia, and she was amazing. She was amazing. Guys, it was fantastic. If you haven't seen it, I highly recommend it. You have to go. And if you're not a musical theater fan, too bad. Get your shit together. You're an honorary musical theater fan today, and you're gonna go and you're gonna watch it. Okay? Thank you. It was so good. And there was, like, of course, like, for the Broadway cast recording that they put out, like, not everything is gonna be on that. So I was so thrilled to hear things that I've never heard before. And it was so nice to finally put all the dialogue in with it, because y'all, I know every single word to every song on the Broadway recording. I know it all, right? So it's almost like putting a face to a name, being able to like see all the dialogue and the story that goes along with it. It was perfection. It was everything I ever dreamed of. And the only thing that was a little sad is that they didn't have the giant sandworm that Beetlejuice rides at the end of the musical. But like, my freaking thing is going nuts. Anyways, but of course, they did it as close as they possibly could to the Broadway production. It was fantastic. And of course, like, bringing it across the country to Toronto and bringing it worldwide, obviously not everything is going to be able to be like identical to Broadway. They did a fantastic job, and I would go see it a million kajillion more times. So, yeah, y'all can probably imagine that this is going to be another Broadway-related episode. It's all I can think about right now, okay? And I mentioned last week that I'm going to become famous in Toronto for theater, and then I'm going to sign a 2-month Broadway contract, and then I'm going to live there, and I'm going to be on Broadway, okay? It's going to happen, and especially now, it's going to happen. So, if you are not a Broadway fan, unfortunately, today you are. I'm sorry, I don't make the rules. Today you are a Broadway fan, because since, like, okay, of course, I have to be authentic when it comes to these episodes, and I really want to talk about, like, actually what I'm fangirling about, okay? And actually what I'm fangirling about. That is the cat's food. The fact that this one didn't just sprint to it is crazy. Okay, but Pete's over there. Hi, my love. Anyways, so yeah, I really want to be authentic with what I'm fangirling about. I don't want to give y'all BS, and what I'm fangirling about is still Broadway, okay? Hopefully, I'm hoping, guys, I'm hoping too that next week is going to be something different. Y'all just need to bear with me. So, because I'm in my Broadway era right now, I thought it would be fun to rank Broadway shows based on how badly I want to be in them and who I would play. So I've got my top 10 Broadway shows. We're going to get into it. We're going to go from number 10 to number 1. We're going to dig into who I would be, maybe some of my favorite songs from it. And again, we're ranking on it based on how bad I want to be in it. I need y'all to understand how difficult it was to put this list together. It was so hard. Picking a number 1 musical that I would want to be in, that's hard, you guys. I did manage to do it. Will it be the same in a year from now? Probably not. But as of right now, this is going to be the ranking, okay? So let's just dive right into it. Okay, my number 10 spot. My number 10 Broadway musical, based on how badly I want to be in it, is Little Shop of Horrors, okay? So the reason that this is at number 10 is because, I don't really know. It just, I'm really good at this. Okay, Little Shop of Horrors. I am a modern musical girly at heart. I don't want to be, but I am. I wish I was more into, like, the old school Broadway, like the Broadway that literally shaped the musical theater scene worldwide. I just can't get into it. I'm a modern musical girly for life. The cringy shit, give me the cringy shit. I want the cringy shit. Thank you. So Little Shop of Horrors is, like, one of the only more original style Broadway musicals that I would like to be in. I think the story's really good. I think it's funny. I think the music is fantastic. The music is so good. And obviously, I would want to be Audrey. Obviously, okay? That bitch is just iconic. I would love to wear my little wig, wear my little black dress. I would need to get really skinty first, but I would love it. And I feel like I could really embody it, especially, like, what's her name? Ellen something. One of the original Broadway girlies that played her with, like, the little accent. I could so do it. Suddenly Seymour is standing beside me. He don't give me orders. He don't condescend. Annie just fucked right out of here. She said, Mom, y'all, you just need to stop. So Suddenly Seymour is one of the best. Okay, listen to me. I know I just said that I'm not, like, a huge fan of, like, the more classic Broadway musicals. However, Suddenly Seymour is one of the best musical theater songs of all time. Nobody can tell me otherwise. It is such a romantic duet. I just love it. Please understand that it's still strange and frightening. Both losers like I've been. It's so hard to say. Suddenly Seymour. It's so good. What's the line? Wash off your mascara. Here, take my Kleenex. Wipe that lipstick away. Love. It's true love. Thank you so much. So that's my number 10 musical that I would, that my number 10, based on how badly I want to be in it, is Little Shop of Horrors. I would be Audrey. Suddenly Seymour is the best song ever. Thank you so much. My number 9 musical, based on how badly I want to be in it, is The Notebook. And the reason why it's my number 9 is because I'm still very new to The Notebook on Broadway. But my days, sung by Miss Joy Woods, is a masterpiece. And that didn't come out that long ago. I think it closed in 2019. I don't remember. But Miss Girl, that song is insane. Girl, I'm a soprano. I can hardly get through that song. It is so difficult. So freaking kudos to you. And also another reason why it's kind of lower is because I don't know a whole lot about it. I have not listened to it all the way through. That is so bad. If I haven't listened to it all the way through, it should not be on this list. Whatever, it's going to be anyways. And the reason why it is on the list and I haven't listened to it all the way through is because my solo song is like getting me so into it. And just the beltability of this musical is very good. And the vocals, period, are amazing. And I could definitely see myself in it. And now, based on what I do know about this musical, is Allie is split into 3 characters. It's like young Allie, older Allie, and then old Allie, I think. Don't quote me on that. My solo song for the show that I'm in is young Allie. So I guess I would be her. I guess I would be her in an ideal world. But yeah. I just need to choose my side. It's like, I have to run away. I have to stay. That's crazy. That's crazy. So My Days and If This Is Love, I think that's what it's called. If not, that's going to be so embarrassing. 2 faves, also the only 2 songs I've ever heard. That's so bad. Okay, y'all, I'm gonna listen to it all. Okay, thank you so much. My number 8 musical, based on how badly I want to be in it, which surprised me of how low it is, but it just is what it is Hamilton. I love Hamilton, okay? I think the reason I have it so low is because in terms of like female roles, there's not a whole lot to choose from, and the female roles are not very frequent in the musical. So I think that's why it's so low. I love it. I could get up and perform every part if they really needed me to. I think I would love to be, honestly, I would be any of the Schuyler sisters, and I would be freaking, what's her name? Mariah Reynolds. I would be every single female role. I would be all of them, because girl, oh my god, and there's so many good songs in it. Satisfied, Angelica sung Satisfied. I know my sister like I know my own mind. You will never find anyone as trusting or as kind. If I tell her that I love him, she'd be silently resigned. He'd be mine. She'd say I'm fine. She'd be lying. When I fantasize at night, it's Alexander's eyes. As I romanticize, what might have been if I had his eyes. Him up so quickly, at least my dearie lies as his wife. At least I keep his eyes in my life. To the groom! To the bride! To your union, and hope that you survive. I need to stop. Hey, I need to actually stop. That song is so good. I can freaking rap that song until the freaking sun goes down. Obviously, Eliza's songs are super iconic. Ooh, I do, I do, I do, I do. Hey, boy, I got me helpless. Look into your eyes and the sky's the limit. I'm helpless. I listen, okay? So that's my reasoning there. It's very long also. I feel like if I was in Hamilton, bitch, I'd be so skinty and in shape because that shit is physically demanding. But I would do it. I still would do it. And freaking Say No to This is so good. Oh, I need to stop. I think this episode is just an excuse for me to sing Broadway shows, Broadway tunes to you. Sorry about it. Okay, my number six musical, based on how badly I want to be in it, is Dear Evan Hansen. Hello? That is like one of the best modern musicals ever. It's so good. The meaning behind it is so beautiful. It is a beautiful story about mental health and the beautiful messaging that you are not freaking alone. Hello? That is gorgeous and amazing. Annie's like laying on her back right now and it's funny. Anyways, I think it's such a beautiful story. The music is freaking gives me chills. And what's her name? Zoe? Here's the problem. I don't know the character names very well. I know Evan and I know Connor. I think her name is Zoe. Who sings Requiem? That's Zoe? I'm almost positive. Y'all, I need to look it up. I'm gonna look up the cast of the freaking movie. Girl. The movie that caused a lot of discourse online because they casted fucking Ben Platt to be Evan, who looks like he's 40 years old playing a teenager in this movie. Which, listen, I completely agree with the internet, and they absolutely should have casted an unknown for that. They absolutely should have casted the unknown, because seeing Mr. Ben Platt, who, listen, dominates and will freaking give me chills every time that he sings, but he does not look like he's in high school, and they should have given it to somebody who can sing and looks like they're in high school. Okay, so I'm looking it up based on the movie, because I know that girl from The Last of Us played the girl that I'm talking about. Okay, why is it not coming up? This is so annoying. Just come up. Why is Reddit the first thing that comes up? Oh, it's because I'm in forums for some reason. That would make sense. Okay, it is Zoe. Her name is Zoe. And Requiem, let me tell you something. Requiem is my go-to song whenever I need to warm up my belt and my chest voice. That is the song that I will sing every time. It is such a perfect song to warm up your belt with. And it's a beautiful song and it's gorgeous. And I would be Zoe. Okay, thank you so much. And when the villains fall, the kingdoms never weep. No one lights a candle to remember. No, no one mourns at all when you lay them down to sleep. So don't tell me that I didn't have it right. I need to stop, actually. So, Dear Evan Hansen, I love that show. And yeah, that show I have listened to all the way through, obviously. I wouldn't embarrass myself like that. Okay. I've said it before and I'll say it again. Apple needs to send me a new laptop because this is getting ridiculous. 10, 9, 8. Okay. Wait, what? 10, 9, 8, 7. Okay, Dear Evan Hansen was my number 7. I think I said it was 6. My bad. My number 6 musical, based on how badly I want to be in it, is Wicked. Okay? Now, let me tell you something. Would it have been as high up on the list if it wasn't for the movie? No. Can I tell you something? Can I be so real with you right now? I never listened to the Broadway recording of Wicked all the way through until after I saw the movie. I'm ashamed of that. I know. And I should be ashamed of that. I agree with you, okay? Wicked, I never really got into. Like, of course I knew Popular. I knew Defying Gravity. I didn't even really know The Wizard and I until the movie came out. The movie, hyperfixation. That was a huge hyperfixation for me when it came out. And so, of course, it made me listen to the Broadway recording all the way through. And I did. And girl, I don't even care. I could dominate a Defying Gravity literally right now. I won't, but I'll do it. The TikToker, it's like, does anybody want me to sing No One Mourns the Wicked before we go? No? I love those TikToks. They're so funny. But genuinely, and you know another TikTok? There's another thing. Okay, I've seen a lot of like food, like professional eaters, like, doing those really giant challenges, like the giant pizza, and if they beat it in a certain amount of time, they get it for free. And the people in the comments are like, guess what my ego says? And that is so me about Defying Gravity. Guess what my ego says? That I could get up on a Broadway stage right now and do it with no preparation. I could do it with no training, no rehearsal or anything. I could do it. I fear that I could. I literally wound up for that. So if you care to find me to the western sky, as someone told me lately, everyone deserves a chance to fly. And if I'm flying solo, at least I'm flying free. I need to stop. I really could. And listen, I need y'all to know that that's not my warmed up voice. I need y'all to know that, okay? Okay? I'm not making a fool out of myself. I can sing better than that. I'm just not warmed up, okay? And I'm sitting, okay? I'm not using the proper breath support, okay? So don't come for me, please. Because I'm probably going to post this clip on TikTok. I don't want nobody to come for me, okay? This is just for funsies. Okay? Thank you so much. So, who would I play? I could definitely body an Elphaba 100%. I feel like I could also do a Glinda. I feel like I could double it. I really could. Let me understudy for both of them. I could do it. I really could. Because I feel like, hey, listen. I am a Scorpio, which is my Elphaba, but I'm a Gemini rising, which is my Glinda. You know what I mean? So I feel like I could do both of them. I was about to get into popular and I decided against it. Okay, so that's my number 6, okay? My number 5 musical, based on how badly I want to be in it, is Waitress! First of all, Waitress is, it's gorgeous. It is gorgeous and it's a classic. I don't care. I know it's more of a modern one, but I'm going to say it. It's a classic. I'm so sorry. Now, like I mentioned before, I'm the Jenna in the little trio song that we're doing, but in my heart, I am 100% a Dawn. She's just so funny and just, I could do it so good. One of my favorite songs is, what is it? When he sees me, what if he doesn't like it? What if he runs the other way and I cannot remain? What happens then? And it starts, I stick with real things, usually facts and figures. When information and it's playing time and advice and guessing games. Guess what? I don't like guessing games or when I feel. I love her. I think she's so funny. And every time I listen to Waitress, I get into my southern accent. I'm so sorry. Anyways, I love Waitress. I think it's so gorgeous. And there's so many just beautiful songs in that. But I think When He Sees Me is my favorite. And honestly, like, Ogie. Is that his... Ogie? I'm almost certain that's what his name is. I'm probably making a fool of myself. But his songs are also some of my favorites as well. And What Baking Can Do is really good. What baking can do. That was horrible. Don't even get into it. So that's my number 5 based on how badly I want to be in it. I feel like I really could just body it. I really could. Okay? Don't even tell me twice. My number 4 song, my number 4 musical based on how badly I want to be in it is Mean Girls. I love Mean Girls. And here's the thing. It's the same with Hamilton. I could be everybody. I could be Gretchen Wieners. I could be Karen. I would love to be Karen. I could be Regina. And I could be Katie. I could do it all. I could be Janice. A girl, put me on as all. I'll throw a one-woman show. And one of my favorite songs ever, ever, ever is Stupid with Love. I love that song so much. When I was 5, I fell in love. It didn't last. Ding! He ran from me, literally ran from me, and being Kenyan, he ran fast. It is so good. Also, World Burn. I wanna watch the world burn. I wanna make the world turn. So mad. Notice how I took it down the octave because that would have killed me. Yeah. And listen, I could do it all. Every song is so good. I could and freaking Karen is so funny. Her song Sexy, I actually auditioned for, I used that as an audition song before. And it was so much fun. Did I get that show? No, I didn't. But I still had fun doing it. Where it's like, what even is it? This is modern feminism talking. I expect to run the world in shoes I cannot walk in. Iconic. And freaking Meet the Plastics, where it's like, my name is Karen. My hair is shiny. My teeth are perfect. My skirt is tiny. It barely covers my perky hiney. My name is Karen. I may not be smart. That's it. It's so good. Also, that was like 12 different keys. I'm so sorry about it. So, Mean Girls, I really could do it all. I really could. My number three, we're getting to our top three musicals based on how badly I want to be in it. My number three musical based on how badly I want to be in it is Heathers. And let me tell you, I am Heather Chandler or I am nobody. That's one show where I just resonate with Heather Chandler so bad. She's one of my dream roles, like my top dream roles. I don't care. She's a bitch and she's so cool and she's just so that girl. And her, oh, I just can't. If I ever got the chance to be in Heathers, I would be elated. If I ever get the chance to play Heather Chandler, oh my god. And like, I'm not like Heather Chandler at all. Like, she's a massive bitch. And it literally says that lyric in the show. But girl, I don't know what it is. It's just like being the villain is just fun sometimes. You know what I mean? Girl, I would eat up a Heather Chandler. Are we gonna have a problem? You got a bone to pick? You've come so far. Why now are you pulling on my dick? Hey! I need to be that, okay? That's crazy. So if y'all ever catch me in Heathers, just know my life is, like, complete. Okay, my number two musical, based on how badly I want to be in it, is Beetlejuice. And yes, I know, we saw this coming. Of course Beetlejuice was going to be in the top three. Listen, okay? Beetlejuice is one of those things where it's just funny. And I adore a comedic musical theater show. Any way that I get to be comedic relief, yes, like I would be Karen in Mean Girls and she's like comedic relief. I would be Delia. I would love to be Delia in Beetlejuice. She's so funny. And one of my favorite songs is sung by her in the show. Everything, everything happens for a reason. Be a beacon of light in the world. Put a little all right in the world. There are spiritual guides above. Look up and see them. Perception is reality. Just listen to the melody the universe sings. Because everything, everything happens for a reason. I would body that. I would do so good. I would love to be Delia. I feel like I could pull off a Lydia. Mama, I could use some help here. I'm probably talking to myself here. I could do it. And tell me why I could be a Beetlejuice. I so could. And it was so iconic when we saw it and like seeing Say My Name live after it was like viral on TikTok in 2019. That was crazy. But yeah, Beetlejuice is a top three for sure based on how badly I want to be in it. I would just eat so hard. And y'all know I would. Thank you so much. Okay, on to my number one musical based on how badly I want to be in it. This might surprise y'all. It is Six the Musical. Actually, why would it surprise you? Of course it's Six the Musical. And listen, I feel like Six the Musical is another one of those things where I could be all of them, but my number one would be Anne Boleyn. And this is another case of being like the comedic relief of the show. She is so funny. And when I saw it in Toronto, girl, it changed my life. Julia Pulo was amazing. She was so funny. And that song, like her solo song, is so fun. Grew up in a French court. Oui, oui, bonjour. Life was a chore. So she set sail 1522. Came straight to the UK. All the British dudes lame. Epic fail. I wanna dance and sing. Oh, it was like, politics, not my thing. Sorry, not sorry about what I said. I'm just trying to have some fun. Don't worry, don't worry, don't lose your head. I didn't mean to hurt anyone. O-L. Say O-L. I'm going to L. Sorry. It is so good. And I just love everything women empowerment. And I feel like Six the Musical is one of those women empowering song, like, musicals. It's just so good. It's not nearly long enough. It's only about a 45-minute show. No intermission. The costumes are everything. The songs are everything. The choreography is everything. I just am obsessed with start to finish. I'm obsessed with every single part of this show. If I was in it, I would die. If I was in it, I would die. And that's just the reality of it. It's just one of them things. So that's my number one, based on how badly I want to be in it. I would eat, okay? So get me on Broadway immediately. Get me on stage with Crystal Hernandez right now. If you know, you know. So that is that. That is my top 10 ranking based on how badly I want to be in it. Okay? And yeah. So that's that. And that really is all that I have for y'all today. I am just so deep in my Broadway era right now. Seeing Beetlejuice did not make it any better. I promise next week I'm going to come to you. I'm going to have something new to talk about. I swear. It's just, I'm just in my Broadway era right now. What can I say? My rehearsals start early July. July 8th, I believe, is my first rehearsal for the Broadway variety show thingy. So we'll see how that goes. And I'm very excited to see what my future brings. No jokes at all. I'm just excited. I'm excited for all the energy that I'm putting into the universe. And I'm excited to see what it gives me in return someday. I'm just excited. And so I want to know what y'all are fangirling about. If you made it this far, thank you so much. I know this was a lot. And I'm so happy that you're here. And let me know what you're fangirling about. And that's about it. I will see y'all next week. Happy Pride. Love you all. And I will talk to y'all next week as always. Bye-bye. I love you.